It may take longer than required in the Farm Bill to review the idea of creating an undersecretary for trade. That's according to Secretary Tom Vilsack. Former USDA Chief Mike Johanns told Vilsack the secretary could not outlast him on creating an undersecretary for trade.
There's 30 farm groups that want it to happen, and it just makes sense. You know, I look back at my time at USDA, and so much of what I did was trade-related.
But Vilsack says not that simple. It involves turf battles and other issues, and a report may not be ready by the August 9th deadline.
Our deputy, Darcy Vetter, who's been so heavily engaged in trade discussions, is now being proposed to move over to USTR. It's timely, right? No. But there's a lot of moving parts here, and I don't want to suggest to you that my answer should indicate to you that I don't think it's important or that I don't think it's something we should do. I just want to make sure we do it right.
Meantime, Johanns told Vilsack he doesn't see success for pending Asian or European trade deals without fast-track congressional approval or TPA.
I think there are two ways to approach trade promotion authority. You pass it and then you get the agreements, or you get a decent agreement, a good agreement, and you go to Congress and say, look, you got this opportunity. Trade promotion authority would fast track this great opportunity. Let's take advantage of it. I think either way you can get to where you need to be, but I don't want to underestimate the difficulties of these negotiations under any scenario. The Japanese are very, very difficult.
But Japan is not the only trade deal impediment. Top Senate and House Democrats have declared their own opposition to up or down trade deal votes with no amendments.